You're listening to Archer Radio. Today's Monday, May 23rd, 2005. Welcome to the podcast. I'd like to welcome all the new listeners and welcome back all the oldies but goodies for another episode of Archer Radio. I do have a list of things to do or to talk about tonight, and I want to start with the items that were in the news today. Of course, I was a little shocked at some of the news items. First up was the news that the Supreme Court is going to take up a case in the fall about abortion, more specifically about parental notification. Now, I believe it's New Hampshire has a law that says that minors must notify their parents 48 hours before an abortion, at least 48 hours before an abortion, before they can legally have an abortion. Now, think about that for just a minute. If you are a 16-year-old, let's say, and you got knocked up by a guy you're just having some fun with, do you think you really want to tell your parents about, first of all, the fact that you were having sex with them, a kid, a guy, and then secondly, that you're pregnant and that you're going to have an abortion? I mean, if you don't have that kind of relationship with your parents, then you're asking for trouble, I think. Now, of course, the whole point of the law is to, well, I think it's eventually it's to do away with abortion, which is really none of our business as men, or any men. We don't have the right to tell women how to treat their bodies and so forth, but I just think that's interesting that the Supreme Court hasn't taken up an abortion case for 6 years, and now they're going to take one up. Now, of course, this is right in the middle of George Bush's, not in the middle, but in George Bush's second term, and of course he's got all of these nominations for judges on the courts, and excuse me, breathing too heavy there. There's a good chance that in the next 2 years, or in the next year or so, two judges will be leaving the court, and this will be his chance to pack the court with his conservative cronies, or conservative judges. But the court has decided to take up this case, and in the fall. Now the interesting thing is that Chief Justice Rehnquist he had a doctor's appointment today, and he's suffering from cancer of some kind, and he probably won't live much longer, and that of course gives Bush the chance to appoint another judge, and a judge or two, I think, is really going to happen next year, and this of course sets the way, or sets it up for the court to become extremely conservative. Now, everyone should be scared about that, because it will change laws, or not change laws, but it will change, not just currently, but into the future, because most judges stay on the courts for 20-some years. I mean, I think Sandra Day O'Connor was nominated in 85, and she's been on the court for 20 years, so I mean, these people stay on there for a long time, so they have the ability or the potential to set the standard for court cases for the next 20 years, or at least. And, of course, that does not sit well for anything on the liberal side of politics, because anything that's brought up against the Supreme Court, these judges are packed by the Bushes, the Bush asshole, who is, the conservative freak that he is, and that will change everything. I mean, look at it. Any gay legislation or gay cases, anything having to do with gay rights or anything that come up again in the courts in the next, whatever years, there's no way in hell that it would be, ruled in our favor. So it's a sad day when one or two of these judges finally do leave, because then we're in for it. Of course, at the same time, the Senate is having a debate on the filibuster. Well, actually, the debate is on the judges, Bush's judge nominations. Excuse me. Clearing the throat. And I saw on the news that the Senate is planning to debate for quite a while over these judge nominations, and they were doing the whole media blitz by rolling out the cots in the Senate chamber or the Senate halls, and pretty much saying, "Oh, we're in for the long haul. We're gonna debate this to the end." But and they, of course, they showed several debates back and forth today about the filibuster. Oh, the Republicans said, "Oh, the filibuster's never been used to block nominations." Well, they believe they did that in 23 circuit court judges under the Clinton administration. They didn't necessarily use the filibuster, but they debated the hell out of it to block the vote, the up or down vote, and so the Republicans have their way of twisting everything. Democrats do it too. But it seems like the Republicans are doing it more so under this administration because of course they're being pushed by the Christian conservative right wing, but this whole situation with the filibuster is just, it's very sad because we've had the filibuster forever. Why change rules now? And I wrote this on my blog about the filibuster, saying that if it was switched around the other way, if we were under a Democratic president and the Congress and the Senate were Democratic, would the Republicans then want the filibuster to be thrown out and gotten rid of? Probably not, because then they would be they would want to use it against any Democratic judge nominees. So I don't know. It's just a sad case to see the Congress and the Senate taking such extreme, measures. I just hope that they don't get the courts packed with Bush judges, because then we're in for it for quite a long time, and that will suck. If we ever thought we had the chance of gay marriage, forget it. If the Bush puts Republican conservative judges on the Supreme Court, because then we'll never see gay marriage. Another tidbit in the news I was going to mention was I heard that Medicare, it was revealed today that Medicare is paying or was paying for Viagra for released sex offenders. Now, what's wrong with this picture? If you're a sex offender, and you've been released from jail, you've done your time, and you're having erectile dysfunction, Medicare will take care of that for you by giving you Viagra. But do you want released sex offenders to be getting aroused? I mean, do you really want to, throw gas on the flame? Because you know that sex offenders have a recidivism rate where they, will do it again and again. But I just thought it was funny that the Medicare was paying for Viagra for sex offenders. Too funny. And then, of course, in more pop culture news, Tom Cruise was all over the media today talking about his love, Katie Holmes. I think that's her name, Katie Holmes. If this guy, what they say about those who scream the loudest or something like that. This man continuously goes out and screams his love of the woman, that he is just a lover of women. Well, I'm sorry to say, but he's probably gay. I mean, who cares if he is gay, but don't scream. Well, I'm starting rumors, but he's gorgeous and I do him, but I don't know. You've heard rumors for years that Tom Cruise is gay, but who knows what to believe. But he was all over the media today. He was on Access Hollywood. He was on Oprah. I mean, the man is gorgeous, but does he really need to scream it so loud that he's heterosexual? Well, now I just saw something. Well, that's kind of hypocritical. If I get upset that we can't say that we're gay, why would I get upset that he's saying he's so straight? That could be quite a debate. I don't know, but on Access Hollywood, I don't know if anybody's ever watched that show, and I'm not really a watcher of that show. It just happens to be on between the nightly news and whatever show comes on for the beginning of prime time. But Billy Bush on that show, I know he's related to the Bushes, but he is another hottie. He used to be on a radio station here in D.C. years ago until he got the gigs out in California. Man, I just loved listening to him. I thought he was gay all this time. Then I realized who he was. He was a hottie. But, there I go again. But anyway, you know, speaking of television news, of course, last night was the season finale of Desperate Housewives and Grey's Anatomy, both shows I watch. And Desperate Housewives was very good. It was very good. They you know, finished up some storylines, but also opened up new ones, like the black family moving into Wisteria Lane. Can you believe that? That street is so white. It looks like a Korean countertop. And then to see that the black family moved in. But right away, there's some mystery around the black family. Like, they wouldn't let Nicolette Sheridan's character in to see the house. Like, why not? What's going on in that house? Why are they being so secretive? And then, of course, the last scene where Mike the plumber is going into the house where Terry Hatcher's character is being held by Zachary, the stolen baby now grown up, so that he could kill Mike the plumber. But I really thought that last scene when Mike opens the door and goes in, I thought we would hear a gunshot, and then that would be like the, you know, another one of their cliffhangers for the season is, you know, did someone get shot? Well, I guess we won't find out until the fall. And that's the whole point of cliffhangers. They keep you hanging on so that you'll come back and watch in the fall. Wouldn't it be nice if they had like a summer season and they would run episodes in the summer? I think that would be great because, you know, some shows I'm addicted to and others I could care less about. But then I did watch Grey's Anatomy, and Patrick Dempsey's character, Dr. Shepherd, revealed at the very end of the show that he's married to some, looks like some uptight bitch from wherever the hell she's from, or he's from. And then, of course, there was that, I thought that was very funny about the whole syphilis thing going throughout the hospital with all the interns, and it turns out it was all started by the good-looking intern, Alex, who I was actually starting to think was gay, because you didn't see him with women, but now they talked about him sleeping with all these women, and that's how they got syphilis, so thought that was funny. So both shows were very good season enders, and of course I look forward to the fall when they start up again. And I mentioned several weeks ago that Queer as Folk starting up, and I taped it last night, and I didn't watch it, so I have no idea what happened on the final season opener of Queer as Folk, but I will watch it later, maybe while the podcast is working, and maybe talk about it on tomorrow's podcast. Moving right along, actually, let's take a little break and listen to Wanda Wisdom's promo about her her wake-up calls, and then I'll get back to you in a second.
Do you find yourself up all night looking at inappropriate things on the internet?
Oh, yeah, midget porn. I love midget porn.
Do you find yourself repeatedly showing up late for work?
French fries do not make themselves. You need to be here on time every day.
Luckily for you, there's an answer. It's the Drag Me Out of Bed wake-up call from Wanda Wisdom at LuckyBitchRadio.com.
Yeah. Who is it?
Get the hell out of bed, you dirty whore.
That's right. Wake-up calls aren't just for hotel stays anymore. Now you too can get a personalized wake-up call from America's top podcasting drag queen, Wanda Wisdom of LuckyBitchRadio.com.
If you don't get your fat ass out of bed right now, Mary, I'm going to come over there and smack you silly.
It's Wanda Wisdom's Drag Me Out of Bed wake-up call coming soon. Head over to LuckyBitchRadio.com for more details.
If you wouldn't have sat around on the internet all night looking at porn, I wouldn't have to call your sorry ass now, would I?
You've never had a drag queen get you up quite like this. Check it out over at LuckyBitchRadio.com.
Well, I still haven't called Wanda. I need to call, not call, I need to sign up for that wake-up call, but I wonder if she would get up at 4:20. That's the time my alarm goes off, Eastern Standard Time, because I just get up early. I don't even want to talk about it, but I did want to do listener voicemail. I got a voicemail from John Ong of Online Podcast. Letting me know that he is feeling better, and well, you can just listen to the voicemail. So listen to this voicemail, and then I'll be right back.
Hello, Archer. This is John Ong from Online Podcast. Stopped up my nose. Anyway, allergy again. My throat is much better. I think I've gained back about 90% of my voice. I'm still not able to sing very well, but I can speak at least. Thanks for the messages you sent me the other day. I played on my show also. Hope you have a great birthday weekend, and happy birthday. And I'm looking forward to your new show. And I just saw on your website, I went there to get your phone number, and there's 16 people on your feet now. You are actually a few places above me. You know, I don't care about the, me personally don't care about podcast alley votes. But I went there to check because I had them change my category for me, because I went from general to culture, because that's, when I first started registering on Podcast Alley, they didn't have a lot of categories, so I ended up being in general. But I guess cultural is more appropriate for my show. So I went there and checked it, and you are also on cultural genre, and you are actually way ahead of me. You are on number 6, so good job. I'm on number 9, actually. So anyway, thank you very much for the message, and I hope you had a great, great time this weekend, and also happy birthday. Bye-bye.
Thank you, John. I think that's interesting that he found out on, well, I haven't done this yet, but on podcastalley.com, under the genres, I have my podcast listed as cultural/political/political. Because there's no gay genre, so I had to choose which one I wanted to be listener. So, and the only one that was really appropriate is cultural political, because I do talk some politics and I, you know, gay culture, I guess. So anyway, he said that I was number, I think he said 6 on the list. I'll have to look at that. But I didn't even know that there were, you know, I didn't even look to see what the rankings were on that. But I'm going to go there right now and just check it out. Let's see, under Podcast Alley. Oh, I'm number 25. If you search for gay, I'm number 25. But if we go to genres and go to cultural political, I come up as number 6 on that list. Of course, now, if you go to the overall ranking of all podcasts, I am number 195. And out of how many, I have no idea. So anyway, thank you, John, for the voicemail. I'm glad you're doing better. Excuse me, I keep doing that coughing thing. Clearing my throat. I'm glad to hear that you're doing better. I hope your singing gets better, too. And then, now I want to move on to listener email.
You've got mail.
And first up, I want to talk about my... One of my very loyal listeners, Peter. Peter commented on my last podcast and talked about him speaking and writing in German or in English very well, and and I found out that he was so young. He seems to be extremely intelligent for someone who's so young, because I got an email from him today talking about yesterday's podcast, and he noticed, which I was hoping it would be seamless and no one would notice, but yesterday's podcast was very long. It was 36 minutes or something like that. And I hadn't figured out yet how to do that long of a podcast in GarageBand, because I'm using GarageBand as my software that I put together all the stuff. So I thought, I'm going to have to use Logic Express, because I got this program, Logic Express, and the fucking thing is so complicated to figure out. I can't for life me figure out how to... I mean, it's too complicated. Maybe I'm just stupid, I don't know. Or retarded, but it's just too fucking complicated. You know what? Let me stop for a minute. Not stop, but I'll take you with me. I hear my washing machine beeping because I'm doing laundry while I'm doing this. Let's see. Is it done? I thought I heard it beeping. Let's open the cabinet and see. It should be beeping any second. Oh, the dryer's done. Turn that off. I thought it was gonna... Oh, maybe it's not done. We'll see if it beeps. Oh, there, it's beeping. I don't know if you heard that beep, but it's beeping, so I'll just turn it off. And I'll deal with that later. But I was talking about yesterday's podcast and how long it was, and I was using... And I wanted to use GarageBand, but Logic Express is what I ended up using because of the length of the audio clip of the boyfriend and I driving out to the horseback riding. Anyway, I used Logic Express, and I figured out enough just to put the audio in there with my beginning and my ending, a little chunk of music, and then I couldn't figure out how to add music to it. So that's why I said in the podcast I'm not going to add music to it, because I couldn't figure out how. It's too fucking complicated. So, and then when I went to, which I thought all you had to do was just to export it, well, no, you have to, what's called bouncing, and I had to bounce it to an MP3 file, and it bounces at the, you know, real time, so if the podcast was 36 minutes, it would take 36 minutes to save this file to an MP3, which I think is fucking ridiculous, where in GarageBand it'll take, you know, 3 or 4 minutes to do it, to do a half-hour podcast. So I've decided I don't like Logic Express, and I... In the process of bouncing that, I wanted to make it a smaller file because it was such a long show. And so I just fiddled with, like, the bit rates or whatever, you know, how to make it joint stereo. I really don't know what I did. I just fiddled with the settings to make it a smaller file. And I didn't think it was going to be that big a deal, but it ended up only being 16 megabytes. Well, as it turns out, Peter is so intelligent that he looked at it, I don't know, he must have used some software to look at it and figured out the exact bit rate and, you know, kilobytes per whatever. And I don't understand anything. I'm going to write him back in the email and tell him that, you know, he's right. Whatever he said, he's right, and I don't know what I'm doing. And plus, I'm going to go back to using GarageBand for the podcast, because... Today I did some research on the Apple website in the support section for GarageBand and found out how to do longer shows using GarageBand. So hopefully it won't be a problem in the future, but the file sizes will be huge because of, I don't know how to change the bitrate in, or at least lower it so the file sizes are smaller in GarageBand. So that's something I'm working on, because, you know, I don't have unlimited storage space on my server, but, you know, I will work on that. But anyway, so I got the email from Peter, and Peter, thank you for explaining it. He wrote this long email explaining, you know, how to secure good audio quality at a low bit rate. And if I actually might use some of the information with GarageBand, because I'm sure you can do that with GarageBand. I just have to figure out how. So thank you, Peter, and of course keep emailing me and listening to the podcast. And then this afternoon I got an email from Nathan Tia, who is one of the cast, no, I shouldn't say cast, one of the podcasting group of UFN, which is the Urban Family Night podcasting show. They do like two podcasts a week or something like that. Well, his email says that he finally secured a domain name just for his UFN, for their UFN show. So congratulations, Nathan, and I might have to send you an email saying congratulations. And I did update my links on the website so that it has the correct URL for Nathan Tia's show. So congratulations, Nathan. Now let's see, what did I want to, I guess I'm at the end of my list. How are we doing on time? Oh, very good, 22 minutes? Oh, that's nothing. We could talk about some other things if we wanted to. I know I can talk about, the horseback riding yesterday was wonderful. But remember I was talking about how my butt didn't hurt at all? Well, I got up this morning and, my right ass cheek is sore, and it's not from getting fucked, boyfriend. I'm walking through the kitchen. I'm going to have a cigarette, so you're going to go with me on the balcony, because I don't smoke in my house. I only smoke on the balcony. So, oh, it might be windy out here. I didn't think about that, and I don't know what that's going to be like smoking on the microphone, but anyway, you're going with me as I open the sliding glass door and close the sliding glass door. And, how am I going to light this with the microphone? Let's move this for a second. There we go. Okay, what were we talking about? Oh, my butt hurting this morning. Remember last time I was talking about, how I got a... How my left cheek was... right at the bone was swelling up when I was riding... after the horse ride... Well, this time, I figured out why that happened. When we were getting ready yesterday to get on the horses, I took my wallet out of my pocket. And I think my wallet being in my pocket, unbalanced me and put more pressure on that side of my ass. So I think that's why that part of my ass was swollen up last time. Well, this time, I took the wallet out, and my butt was much more balanced, so the pain is a... And it's not really pain, it's just like a sore muscle. And it's not really just the right cheek, it's just, generally across the lower part of my ass. But anyway, but the horseback riding was wonderful, I loved it. Excuse me. Shouldn't be smoking, I know, but fuck you, I do what I want, I'm a grown man. I did write on my blog today about the horseback riding, and I posted two pictures over there. One is of the boyfriend riding the horse. Luckily, we got to be at the front of the pack, and I didn't even turn around to take the picture. I held the camera like over my shoulder and pressed the button, and got that picture of him. I actually got like 15 like that, but that's the best one, showing some scenery and the line of people who are behind us. Excuse me. I should not smoke. I don't want to hear it. Anyway, so, what was I saying about the horse ride? Anyway, it was a really nice horse ride. And that was just part of the birthday weekend that the boyfriend provided to me, which was so sweet of him. God, you can hear, you may not be able to hear, but I can hear a car alarm going off in the parking lot next to my building. It's actually a very cool night. It's about 60 degrees, maybe. Maybe a little lower. It was raining earlier. And we might have more rain later, but right now it's very comfortable. Oh, and I took the day off tomorrow. You have so many days to take off, and I want to take them off, so... And tomorrow's one of the easiest days I can take off, so... I took tomorrow off, and I'm just going to sleep late and maybe do another podcast and just relax. Today I listened to all of the other podcasts from the weekend. Listened to Mr. Poos. Mr. Poos is... He's so funny. He doesn't add any music He was talking that he needs to have a theme... A theme song or whatever for his podcast. I don't really have one either. I do have that little bit of strings at the beginning and at the end so that you know it's my podcast that you're listening to. But then again, you probably already know that because you downloaded it. Speaking of that, I want to encourage people to, if you haven't already done so, vote for my podcast on Podcast Alley. Oh, that just reminded me. I want to talk about something else. I have that link inside. Let me go back inside. Okay, let's put the cigarette, put this out. I wonder what that sounds like. I'll have to listen to it and see. Okay, that reminded me about a bit of Apple news that I heard today. Or I read today. Boy, that sliding glass door makes a lot of noise. If I were rich, I'd have it fixed. But I am not, so I won't have it fixed. Every day I go to all the Mac websites, like Mac Central, Mac Rumors, Mac Insider. Oh, let me take a drink of Coke. Hold on a second. Oh, I'm sure what that's going to sound lovely. Of course, now that I drink some Coke, I'm probably going to burp. And the boyfriend doesn't like when I burp. Okay, I was talking about my Mac sites. There's like four Mac sites that I visit every day. And on, let me find it. Under Mac Central. Mac Central reported this afternoon that Steve Jobs announced today at the, what was the conference he was at? D3 All Things Digital. I told you I was going to burp, so, you know, you had that coming. Anyway, I'll just read this. It's a really short paragraph. Apple CEO Steve Jobs told the assembled crowd at D3, All Things Digital, that Apple would add podcasting support to its next version of iTunes 4.9, which is due within 60 days. Apple will also be launching a service that will allow users to upload podcast content. Apple will then choose which content it will make available through iTunes. And people at the event told Mac Central... Oh. What is it? Apple will then choose which content to make it available through iTunes, people at the event told Mac Central. Jobs also indicated that Apple had 70% market share for downloaded music. Now, that's not really that important, but the podcasting part is I can't wait to see how they're going to integrate... podcasting support, if it will be like a news reader where it'll download the feeds, you know, it'll subscribe to feeds through iTunes, and then, you know, choose which ones you want to listen to. That would be cool, because then you wouldn't need iPod or iPod RX or anything. So I can't wait for that. At the same time, though, it says that a service that will allow users to upload podcast content. And then Apple will then choose which content to make available through iTunes. Of course, that comes into some possible censorship where they probably won't put any podcasts that have, you know, the dirty words, shit, fuck, damn, you know, that kind of stuff. And I wouldn't even think of putting my podcast up there for, you know, people who aren't interested. Because as it is now, you can find me through other ways and... If you're looking for, you know, Queercast, you can find me that way. Whereas Apple's not just Queercast. It's, I'm sure it'll be everything from, you know, technology to clog dancing or something. I don't know. But I'm just interested to find out about the podcasting support. So that was interesting. Okay, well, what are we doing on time here? Let's see. Oh, we're up to 31 minutes. Okay, I think we'll go ahead and... end the podcast now. So, thank you for listening. I hope I didn't bore you too much. And if I did, too fucking bad. You downloaded it, you listened to it. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you listening and downloading. I want you to keep coming back and listen to the show. Or, you know, not that really this is a show. This is more just me rambling on and doing various things while I'm recording. But, anyway, thank you for listening. Please send email, comments, voicemail. I love all of that. And I really shouldn't say tune in again, but check your RSS feed for the next podcast, hopefully tomorrow. And I will talk at you later. Bye.